Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, September 5th, 2006. Normally, my wife Brooksine is alongside me when I prepare these messages, but today she had to take her daughter to the doctor earlier. So, it's just me, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is titled, Where Home Is. The scripture text is from Hebrews 11:22. A verse from the faith chapter. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. We enjoyed watching Steve Irwin and his enthusiastic approach to wild animals, particularly crocodiles. By now, most listeners know he was killed yesterday doing what he loved to do, interfacing with animals. In this case, filming stingrays underwater. He really seemed to be at home with wild animals, but I don't suppose he had any idea how close, quote, his end was near, end quote, when he went to work yesterday. I also have no idea regarding what spiritual preparations he had made. But today's rather obscure verse speaks powerfully regarding the imminence of death and of knowing where home is. As a youth, Joseph was sold as a slave by his own jealous brothers. After some tough bumps and setbacks over a period of 13 years, including a lengthy imprisonment, he had risen to the position of prime minister in Egypt. He knew of this world's finest. He had power, wealth, and prestige, tremendous contrast to the years he spent in prison. Surely with these conditions, Egypt would become his home. Yet on his deathbed, he had something else in mind. Long before the time of the Egyptian bondage even began, he was speaking of the Exodus. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 25, he extracted this promise from his brothers. God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up from this place. Well, another rather obscure verse in Exodus reveals that this promise was faithfully kept over 400 years later. That's in Exodus 13, verse 19. Can you imagine this oath being faithfully repeated from generation to generation until its fulfillment? Even though Joseph had done very well in Egypt, he knew it was not his home. He had last lived in Canaan as a lad of 17, but the teaching of his childhood had a remarkable, enduring impact on him. Although he had been the prime minister since he was 30 and died at 110, Egypt never really gripped his heart. He remembered where home was. Well, who has your heart today? Are you doing well in Egypt, that is, this present world? If you are, that's great. But it's also dangerous. We must remember where home is and not forget where our bones belong. I am Stephen C. Weber, and I urge you to be encouraged today. I just want to share a brief update about our daughter. Many of you that follow this series know that she had heart surgery last week. I don't know if they would technically call it open heart surgery since they didn't stop her heart and put her on the bypass machine, but they did indeed open up her entire chest cavity so they could put the leads to the pacemaker right on her heart. So it was extensive surgery. She was discharged from the hospital in Boston Children's Hospital on Sunday. They were a little bit concerned even when she left. There was still some fluid in her lung, and today she goes for follow-up chest x-ray and lab work. She'll also see her pediatric cardiologist at Hershey Medical Center. And we just hope that we get a good report today, of course. We want to again thanks, and whether any podcast listeners went to the comment place or sent us an email of encouragement and prayer, we just say thank you for that. We did receive many and did read and find encouragement and strength in each one of them. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and remember where your home is.